We have a motion and a second. Do we have any conversation? Seeing none, please vote. Motion to move forward passes 5-0.
Initially, the Navy was to give the landing field near Navy Federal Credit Union to Escambia County. In turn, the county would spend $1.9 million to buy a 600-acre tract in Santa Rosa County near Ardfield Road. Another $5 million was earmarked for getting that property up to speed as a proper landing field. That extra cost placed the deal in jeopardy until Monday's special commission meeting.
We are a military town, first and foremost. You certainly have this board support to continue to move forward, if for no other reason, the fact that, quite frankly, we're far enough into this baby that there's only one way to get out, and that's on the other side.
Commission Chair Doug Underhill, Congressman Matt Gaetz, and others toured the outlying fields and addressed the commission on reducing the price tag.
Their condition, the assets that are in place, here is what we know today. The letter that has been transmitted to you, Mr. Chairman, and to the commission regarding the changes in the Navy's requirements is the first time we have seen any reduction in cost for the Escambia County taxpayer.
Estimates set the cost reduction at around $2 million. Gaetz, who sits on the House Armed Services Committee, says they do not anticipate the Navy's requirements to change any further.
What the Navy seeks is some affirmative indication from the Commission that with these cost reductions, there is still a desire to proceed on this project.
And it has to be mutual advantage, right? One for the training opportunities that it presents the Navy, and the other that the community sees some interest.
Jim Balaki is the Navy's Deputy Secretary for Installations and Facilities.
We're going more into this area now as public-private ventures, and I'm sure you're exploring the same venues as the county. But the federal government is seeing that as more of a venue of ways of providing capabilities without having to tap into the taxpayers' resources.
Gaetz and Balaki answered a battery of questions from the commissioners, including Balaki's questioning by Jeff Burgosh, in whose District 1 the airfield is located.
The question that gets asked a lot is this something the Navy wants?
So we're on the record?
Yes, sir.
Let me say unequivocally, yes, this is something the Navy wants.
Okay, and this would help training at Whiting Field?
Yes.
Okay.
It helps our aviators. It helps our national security.
Okay.
It helps provide strength for our nation. What more do you need?
Commissioner Grover Robinson reiterated his support for the land swap, saying despite much of the gray area and cost and elsewhere, it's beneficial to all involved.
I think all of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County, and what it can do for the mission of Whiting and Escambia County, 420 dry acres, we're still looking at somewhere under $40,000 an acre, which is under a dollar a square foot, which I think still comes to a very good value to the Escambia County taxpayer for what we have the opportunity to do.
And what else is in it for the Navy? Well, the new site is more than 20 miles closer to Whiting Field, saving both time and fuel. And it's free from the possibility of encroachment, a big deal with another round of base relocation enclosure, BRAC, expected in the next few years. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.